Yes, come in. Ah, there you are. Have a seat, please. As you know, you're here for your monthly review. Since this is your first one, I will go over the agreement that we made upon your hiring. Looks like here in your contract, I do have your signatures, implying that you agree to both be kept in chastity semi-permanently, as well as released during your monthly review, based on performance. Looks like we have the necessary signatures also from our insurance company. What's that? I would prefer you not interrupt me, but the answer to your question is yes. Insurance is the reason that we require this. Why do you ask? I do believe the exit clauses would have been something better discussed before your hiring. Moving along. As one of the few male employees here at the company, you are directly under my supervision. I am in charge of the monthly processes for you and your colleagues. Yes, yes, yes. Honestly, these reviews get so tedious. Do you mind if I go a little off book? Perfect. So, how do you like the company so far? You've been here for a month, after all. Excellent, I'm glad to hear that. Is there anything that we can do to make you feel more productive? Okay, I'll check back in with you after this review. According to my notes and the observations that I've made throughout the past month, your performance exceeds expectations. I wouldn't classify you as outstanding or exemplary, but you definitely do the job as required and make an effort to go above and beyond. I appreciate you asking me if there's anything that I need, though I don't think it's necessary to do so on an hourly basis. Please take note of that. And as far as your work itself, very few errors. You have not been participating in the company culture. This is something that I noticed and was brought up to me by one of your colleagues. What do I mean by that? Usually there's some water cooler talk between the other males about how they really enjoy our chastity policy and how it helps them stay on task and keep focused. However, others have noticed that you aren't engaged in those type of conversations. Are you not happy here? Very well. I'll check back in with you on that at the end of our evaluation also. Okay. It looks like we have checked all of the required boxes as far as our conversation. You know that I like to be efficient. So let's move on to the unlocking section of your evaluation. I want to make it clear that this is not a reward. This is not tied to job performance. This is simply a function of the job as required by our insurance company as well as human resources. If you could remove your pants, please. First, we'll unlock your cage. Before we get started, I will show you my panties by lifting up my skirt. If you could keep that image in your mind, it will help this process move faster. Here you are. I'll give you about 5 seconds. There. Got it? Very well. Now I'll move behind you. Please bend over the table. I'll put on my gloves. I will apply lube to my gloved hands. And now we begin the milking. Please try to relax. It'll make this go much easier. We'll start with one finger. Just do a little exploration. Tease your hole a little bit. Get you nice and ready. Please remember, you are not to touch your penis during any part of the evaluation or the milking. Now two fingers. I want you to know that while this is required, I do enjoy this process. I know that it helps you stay productive. And, well, there's great satisfaction in being a manager of not only projects, but people. I may come off as cold sometimes. But I do care about my employees. Even the men. You haven't forgotten to keep the image of my panties in your mind, have you? Good. Just focus on the sensation. Keep our end goal in mind. Now that you're nice and warmed up, I'm going to start massaging your prostate. If you need to grind into the table a little bit, you can. But remember, no touching. I do find that co-working like this helps encourage employee engagement. There you go. You're doing well. Do you feel this is working? I'd like a status report. Thirty percent to completion? Perfect. Right on schedule. You know, pleasure is a part of the process. If you need to make some noise, heavy breathing, gasps, moans. Please don't hesitate to do so. I consider it positive feedback on my management style. This really is my favorite part. The verbal evaluations can be so tedious. But actually interacting with my employees, working one-on-one, sharing a common goal, well, any management book will tell you that that is excellent for team building. I can tell by your reactions that we're proceeding apace. Would you like another finger? Yes, I can use three. I can move the inside and outside finger a bit, stretching you, while my middle finger continues to stroke your prostate. I hear some very positive feedback from you. Stay focused. While there's not a required maximum time, there is a required minimum. The goal in mind is at least 10 minutes of milking. Studies have shown that that increases productivity, not to mention job satisfaction. Although, I'm not sure if the latter applies more to the manager or the employee. I'll have to look that up later. I know that this part of my job is satisfying. I can feel your tight hole clenching against my fingers. Are you enjoying your superior working you like this? Working you hard? Working you fast? Working you in ways that you never imagined? I do want you to feel inspired. I want you to take initiative. And I want you to continue to behave in an exemplary fashion. Understood? Very good. Now we're nearing completion, aren't we? Status report, please. Ninety 90%? Oh, that's my favorite milestone. that lets you know that whatever project you're working on has been proceeding apace and you're nearing successful completion. Speaking of completion, I'm going to move a little bit more intensely. I can tell from your reactions that this is going to get the job done. Okay. And as we near the 10-minute mark, I'm going to give you a countdown for release. As previously mentioned, do not touch your genitals. You can, however, rub your penis against the table if it helps you. When you get ready to ejaculate, aim for the receptacle underneath the table. All right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now I need you to release for me. Go ahead and empty out all that cum so you can focus on work and stay productive for the next month. Get it all out. I'm not going to stop working you until we complete our goal. There. Very well done. I would say that this part of our evaluation changed my mind. I believe I'll move you from exceeds expectations to outstanding. You're very welcome, but really it's your performance that inspired my change of heart. Now, as you know, we need to lock you back up. And before you go, I need to check in with you on something we mentioned earlier. You are happy to work here, right? Under me? Excellent. I do hope you'll keep that in mind whenever managerial reviews come out. They're anonymous, but I can usually tell who's said what. You can return to your desk now. Let me know if you need anything. And I will certainly let you know if I need anything else from you. You're dismissed.